Women of Influence, presented by Algonquin College.
It is Women of Influence here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in studio today with Valita Steinberg, the Executive Director at the Wiesel Daycare Center. And Valita, thanks so much for coming in today. I know it's a really crazy busy time heading into the summer season for you and all your staff, but I appreciate the taking the time to come in today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kyle.
Anytime. So you've been in the business of childcare for a very long time. What are some of the challenges that you've experienced in the field to date?
I have been in childcare for a very long time. Sometimes I joke and say since dinosaurs roamed the earth. But when I first got involved with childcare, we were really working to create a professional image for early childhood educators. And unfortunately, we're still doing that. We've come a long way. We have a professional college. We are registered now, but we are always working to increase the level of quality and professionalism in the field.
Okay. So how did you go about getting involved in the field of childcare?
I started as a volunteer. I lived in Sault Ste. Marie at the time, and there was a municipal-run daycare, Maker Children's Center, and I started there as a volunteer. They hired me as a part-time staff and eventually a full-time staff. I wasn't qualified at the time. I was starting to take it in night school, and I decided this was something I really wanted to do, so I went back to school full-time, and that was my beginning.
It is Women of Influence here on MyFM. In studio today is Valita Steinberg, the Executive Director at the Wiesel Daycare Center here in Pembroke. And for some of the new ECEs, I know we have their own program right here at Algonquin College in Pembroke. Mm-hmm. If you were to go into that classroom and talk to the students there today, what are some of the, guidelines and words of encouragement you can give to them looking to get in the field?
Well, I would hope that all the new students graduating really have a passion for the field and really are interested in children's learning. If you are not interested in children's learning, early childhood education is not the place you should be. But if you are, it is going to be a very interesting and dynamic and changing career. I would encourage you to take the time. It's always important for the educator to pick the center they want to work in as much as the center to hire the right staff. I think it needs to be a good fit. Every center is a little bit different. We do have a common framework, but there are differences between us. So I would encourage everybody to take the time and find a place that they want to establish their career.
So would you find that childcare is a rewarding career to be in?
Absolutely. What can be more rewarding than shaping the minds of the future? Working with children keeps us young, keeps us interested. Children remind us all the time to slow down and take notice of what's going on in the world.
Now, what are some of your major accomplishments and things that you're really proud of over the course of your career?
Well, I think I'm proud of everywhere that I worked. My first job when I came out of college was in Moose Factory. I was a supervisor up at the Moose Band Daycare Center on the island. I left there and took a short leave to be with my young children. Then I was part of a team that set up and opened a new daycare center in Mattawa. That's where I was living at the time, and there was no childcare center. And then since moving to Pembroke, I now work at Wiesel, and even though I've been there for over 20 years, we've made a lot of changes, we've grown a lot, and I think this is the best time to be in childcare now.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. It is Valita Steinberg, the Executive Director at Wiesel Daycare Center here in Pembroke, and it has been wonderful to have you in part of our Women of Influence sessions here, Valita. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.